Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. We've been beating around the bush for too long.
Oh, I'll tell you what, barking around the wrong tree. Is that a saying? I don't know.
Barking up the wrong tree, but
I do something like
I got it. A greedy dog has shocked his owner. Bye. Well, yeah. First of all, no, I'm not going to give you the headline.
Well, we know he's going to eat something.
But I'm not going to tell you what it was yet. So the owner, David, who's 70,
yeah,
noticed his beloved boxer, Ben, had gone off his food. He just stopped eating. He's like, what's going on? He's like, you know, when dogs go off their food.
Something's up.
Something's up. So he takes the dog to the vet.
Yeah.
The vet does an endoscopy.
Yep.
Finds not just one golf ball.
Golf ball.
Golf ball. They live next to a driving range, just for a bit of context. Not one golf ball, but 16
golf balls in his stomach.
16 golf balls.
What?
Yeah.
How would you even swallow one? A boxer dog. Boxers aren't very big.
No, they are. They're big. Boxers are big. So the guy just thought, you know, they live next to a golf course. He'd been playing with the balls. He could not believe it.
Oh, yeah. Boxers are quite big. Yeah.
Could not believe it when they found 16 golf balls in his tummy. Thankfully, he did have a 2-hour operation. He saved the dog and he is now back to his normal
boxer
self.
Okay, so he didn't have to poop them out.
No, did not have to poop them out.
Could you imagine the bullets?
Oh.
Six, hole in one.
So gross.
But imagine.
No, so he couldn't pass them. He had to have the operation.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that he got to swallow, because they're big.
Yeah, we wouldn't have chewed it. He would have swallowed it whole.
Yeah.
Just crazy. And then the vets offered the owner the golf balls
back
to take home.
So cool. Yeah, I wonder if there was a certain brand. It was like, oh, no, I
only prefer. So we want to know, what's your dog eating? You can give us a call, 9313-0985. Helen's done just that. What's your dog eat, Helen?
Well, it must be something to do with dog named Ben. But my lucky little sister came home one day and found that her birthday cake had been eaten by the dog.
Oh!
No!
So there's a lot of sugar and stuff in that. Is it super bad for the dog? Did you have to go to the vet?
Yes, we don't. No. We just very experienced other end issues again, but for a couple of days.
Yeah, okay.
Other end issues. I love that, Helen.
Another text through here. Our dog eats balloons and poops them out all the time.
Oh, no. Yeah, you got to be careful
with
things like that. Because I remember when we were doing dog training with Fergus, they were like, when you have like the little treats, she's like, do not put them in a plastic bag, because if dogs get hold of that plastic bag, it can be really dangerous.
Yeah.
We want to know, what'd your dog eat?
Yes, what was it? And did he pass it? Did you need to go to the vet?
Erin's given us a call. Erin, what did your dog eat?
So after he almost died at a dog park getting strangled, my partner had to take him to the vet. And he got painkillers, and then a few days later, he managed to jump up on the bench and ate the entire packet, so we had to take him back to the vet to throw them all up again.
Oh, no.
Dogs are notoriously hard for getting them to eat their medication in the first place, but he just
gulping it back.
What kind of dog is he?
Yeah. He's a Husky Cross Terrier.
Right,
What size is he?
He's like medium, and he's short hair, but he molts like a husky, but he's got the husky eyes.
Hey, that's what you want.
Beautiful.
You want those eyes.
Just tell me all about your dogs, everyone. Thank you so much, Erin. I'm glad that he's okay.
Billy got in touch. Rope, and he was pooping strings for 4 days.
Oh, no.
How long is a piece of string? I don't know. It keeps coming.
It just keeps on coming. Marissa said, my cheeky dog eats bees. Have you seen photos of dogs whose whole faces
swell up?
Awesome. Also got Sherry Lee has given us a call.
Hey, Sherry.
One moment. We've got her now.
All right.
All righty. Sherry, what's your dog eating?
Well, I came home one day and found, you know, like metal things on the front lawn. Thought it was a bit weird and realised that I had a delivery of my husband's coffee pot that day that the family staffy had got into, and he thought it was a great treat. But I don't know if you know what stuffies are like, but they're hyper enough, they do not need coffee. So.
What happened? Audrey had all the coffee.
Did he crash?
We had to take him to the vet, and he had to have his stomach, charcoal and brought back up. But that night, actually, just not trying to get him to rest. He had the jitters. He was shaking. He was just like, I'm withdrawing from this coffee.
That is
hilarious.
Poor little
sad, guy. But hilarious.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
This one here from Teresa. Afternoonies. I love any text that starts with afternoonies. Now, my friend's dog ate a whole towel. I'll repeat
that.
My friend's dog ate a whole towel, swallowed, gulped, then choked on it until it was totally ingested. Yep. It then got stuck being digested, and the vet said his stomach had tried but failed to break it down, and there was no chance but to wait for it to be pushed through. So, also under vet orders, her and her family, 2 to 3 adults, had to assist their dog in passing the towel by gently pulling the towel out the dog's bottom as the dog tried to push. Good news! The dog was not harmed by this episode at all. He recovered and never suffered from it, but cost the family over $6,000.
Oh.
My friend says she's working 5 days a week paying off the bill.
Oh, I just think...
A whole towel.
Just the visual aspect of what I'm picturing, trying to get that towel
3
up.
Adults. Pull!
It's nasty. Not the type of tug of war that anyone wants to play with their dog.
Gross.
Vicky's giving us a call. Vicky, what did your dog eat?
All right then, so my 11-year-old dog, in his lifetime, he has eaten my prescription sunglasses, 10 red velvet cupcakes, not the little ones, the big ones, a block of cheese, plate of sausages, 2 pet chalks, happy with that, and I can't remember how many plain big cupcakes, and there's heaps more. I can't remember everything.
Sunglasses.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I guess my normal prescription glasses.
Oh,
he munched on them.
What kind of dog?
Yeah, but I love him.
What kind of dog is he, Vicky?
Oh, he's a Wheaton Terrier.
Oh, what's a Wheaton Terrier? Are they little?
Yeah, nobody knows a Wheaton Terrier. They're a bit bigger than a Cocker Spaniel. He's about 20 kilos, and he looks like a blonde schnauzer.
Oh, I bet he's a great dog. Isn't it funny how you still love your dogs even though they eat you out of house and home?
A Wheaton Terrier.
I don't care. I can replace all that stuff. Angus is one of a kind. I love him.
We've just Googled it. They are a beautiful dog.
Looks like you got a...
You should Google them as a puppy. They don't look anything like they're an adult one. They're born nearly like dark brown, and then they go that golden blonde colour.
Right, and it looks like you got to trim their hair quite a bit because they can't see.
Yeah, they don't shed.
Oh, right.
Brilliant. Oh, they are cute.
They're one of those hypoallergenic kind of dogs. They don't shed. I would never go back to a shedding dog.
Yeah.
No, of course not. No, those
right
are terrible.
There, right there with you, Vicky. Thank you so much for your call, Vicky.
I love how this just turned into one big dog chat.
Oh, who doesn't? I'm like so happy right now.
I'm loving the texts that are coming through. There are so many. This one here from Diane. Our dog ate white quart rocks. You know the ones?
Oh, those like ones that you put in the garden?
Yes, yeah. He ate them from the garden. They got lodged in his stomach and cost us $4,300 to remove via emergency surgery. We kept the rock, and it is now the most expensive rock we own.
Do you know that's one of the things I worry about? Because my dog just gets into everything. So also learnt to like how to open the bin now too.
Oh,
and you've got to be careful because they can't have like onion or garlic or anything like that.
Grapes is like a giant list of stuff
he
they can't
grabbed
touch.
A grape today. The girl's like, he got a grape. And I ran over to him and put my hand under his mouth and he spit it out in my hand.
Lucky.
Thankfully. But yes, we want to know what has your dog eaten. Speaking of chicken, they're not allowed to have chicken bones. Talia texted in, my Maltese cross toy poodle managed to grab a chicken carcass out of the bin, get it out of the bag it was wrapped in and ate the whole thing. Talia!
Off to emergency. Kaylee says we had a Labrador that would eat her plastic squeaky toys. We would find pieces of them in her number twos.
Oh, man.
Buy them a brand new toy and gone.
It's true. I get a bit worried about having to take the dog to the vet. So, like,
why? Because you don't know what's going to come out of
it. No, like, if they... I don't want to have to take them to the vet because they've eaten something. Because, like, he pulls apart all his squeaky toys.
Oh,
like,
yes.
The soft toys, sorry, that have, like, a squeaker inside.
Oh, yeah.
So then as soon as I find the squeaker, I chuck it in the bin.
Yeah.
Because I'm like paranoid he's going to swallow it.
Oh, could you imagine if he's going for a run?
Kids just cuddle him a little bit too tight.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.